Finally, we make some time for the students at Grantsville High School in Utah, who recorded a very special tribute for their FFA advisors, some of which have made a lifelong impression after only a year or so in their lives.
Holly, you are one of the biggest reasons why I'm involved in FFA. My freshman year, the only reason I joined was because I heard there was always going to be food. Then you and Bridger pushed me to do the creed. You driving all of us to the area contest is a memory that I will have for the rest of my life. We were already running late, and it had snowed, so the windshield was covered. We scraped just enough so that you could see, and off we went. After the contest, when they called my name and told me I was going to state, I remember turning to you and you giving me the biggest thumbs up and smile. Thank you for always putting up with me in my craziness, and thank you for all the memories. Love, Micaiah.
Miss Johnson, there aren't words that will even come close to explaining how grateful I am for you. These past 4 years, you have gone above and beyond to support me in every endeavor of mine, from state office to Sterling Scholar. I am beyond lucky to have someone like you to cry to when things don't work out, but to celebrate with in times of success. There are a million stories I could tell and things I could thank you for, but let me just say this. I hope that I can someday be half of the person that you are today. Thank you, from the bottom of my heart, for being the best ag teacher, floral coach, FFA advisor, and second mom that I could ever ask for. Love, McKady.
Mr. Johnson, the past 4 years in FFA, I have learned many things from you and about you, like your love for ice cream and how to use the word capacious to describe sheep. Thank you for always being willing to help me and sit down and talk to me when I'm having a bad day, or when I just want to talk about the difference between a demodectic mite and a rod bacteria. Thank you for always being willing to help me at the drop of a hat. Love, Jake.
Mr. Johnson, you have always kept us on the edge of our seats, from your crazy driving to your wild stories of worm-infested shrimp. Thank you for putting up with my complaining about welding and Leonard. Even though you copied Ms. Johnson's assignments, we learned a lot from you, especially about parliamentary procedure and bullwhipping. Also, thank you for castrating my cows. Sorry for making fun of your vaccination cooler idea and not telling you where the butterfly was. Love, Stephanie.
Babbitt, boy has the time flown by. Even though you've only been our teacher for a year, I have so many memories I'll never forget. Between our 4-H trip up to Logan trying new things and always having fun since we drove all the way up there. Having Gavin fall asleep while going up to process turkeys, then you and Whitney laughing at me because I dozed off. All the times we were your appointed secretaries in welding and all the dumb questions asked in that class. Thank you for all the trips, memories, and patience you gave to us, and how much we've all grown, even just in this short year. Without you, Babbitt, our members wouldn't be the same. Love, Morgan.
Mr. Babbitt, it's been a great year. Thank you for dealing with the giant pig feeder, me and Morgan's stupid questions in the welding shop, and for taking me to process turkeys. I knew that if I ever had questions or needed help, you'd be there and you'd help me with whatever you could. You have made a difference in the short year that you've been here, and I thank you for that. Thank you for the lessons that you've taught me and the time that you've spent working on my projects with me. It means a lot. Love, Whitney.
This is Israelson. If there is one teacher that I have had over the last 12 years that has had the biggest impact on me, it would be you. From the FFA trips to the crazy experiences we had in the classroom, and for everything FFA and agriculture that you have ever taught me. I will forever remember your patience in dealing with troublemakers, maybe including myself. It was in your class that my love for FFA and agriculture came to life. Although you're not one of our advisors anymore, you will always have a place in Grantsville FFA. Love, Nick.
Listen, although you are only our advisor for 2 years, we still managed to make a lot of memories that will last a lifetime. We will never forget the constant nicknames, the endless laughs on our FFA trips, and our daily lunch visits to your classroom to talk about what was happening that day. Aside from all the fun memories that we made, you also influenced many of your students for the better. You always expected the best from us and encouraged us to be the best that we could be, no matter what we were doing. Thank you for always being a good example to me and all of the other students in our class. You showed us what it truly means to love the FFA, and you'll never know the impact that you left, not only on our FFA chapter, but many of the students as well. Love, Tate, Tedwin, and probably the most embarrassing one of all, Teddy Bear 2.